During the excavations, several thousands of artifacts have been recovered, mainly dating from Roman times. A large number of fragments of coarseware pottery, mainly from vases belonging to this time, made in the city of Lugo, as well as some hundreds of pieces of red gloss pottery, known by archaeologists as terra sigillata, or sealed pottery, known to this because the potter's marks stamped on the base of many of these vessels. Also, terra sigillata vessels from distant places, such as the south of France, came to the hill fort of Taramundi, and, to a lesser degree, Hispanic examples made in Tricio and La Rioja. Small clay Roman oil lamps have also been documented. The oil, the so-called liquid gold, was transported from the south of Hispania to the north in the 1st century AD. The excavations have also yielded a great number of metal artifacts, both in bronze and iron, coins, ornaments such as brooches, keys, lamps, hundreds of nails, and some tools, such as big iron axes. Several hundred pottery shards and small metal objects are also Roman, but the most remarkable piece is a small dagger known in archaeological circles as an antenna-hilted dagger. Dated to the late Bronze Age, it is the oldest example of this type of weapon known in the northwest of the peninsula. You will find a photograph and a description of this object in Panel 1. A replica of the original is to be seen in the town's tourism office. That concludes your tour of Taramundi Os Castros. We hope you have enjoyed your visit and hope to see you again in the future. Archaeological works are expected to continue and new areas will be included in the visitor itinerary of the site. The town council and the people of Taramundi, together with the archaeological team, wish to thank you for your interest and attention. Goodbye.